Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour, celebrating the 22nd anniversary of all that obnoxiousness, and it's just gotten worse this week. So fair warning, you can't say I didn't warn you about how crazy it's going to be this week as we continue to celebrate the milestone of 22 years on the air. And we couldn't do without, all this time, we couldn't do without our good friend Joe Barker. He's been with us almost the whole time. He's one of the top futurists of our time, someone whose work has had a major impact on me. You hear me quoting him all the time when he's not here. And he is the author of a bunch of books, including my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. There's also a film associated with that. And he joins us every month with some stuff that's coming at us from the future. And if you look back on what we talked about 15 years ago, you can tell that some of the stuff he predicted has come to pass. Joel, welcome back. Are you there, Joel? There you go.
Paradigm shifts.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Joel, it's good to have you back. bacteria has... That what we're learning is so interesting, what we're learning about bacteria. And thank God we are, because the good, we got good bugs and we got bad bugs, but we're finding a little bit out about how they behave themselves. And I think about in the Middle East, they say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Bacteria seem to be doing the same thing, don't they?
What's amazing is it flies in the face of Darwin. I mean, that's
survival
the
of the fittest.
Terrible thing I can say about this. Because in Darwin, we associate Darwin with survival of the fittest.
Natural selection, yeah.
Yes, a little aside on this, though. In his first edition of his book, he never used the phrase survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
He used survival of the fit.
Ah.
Huge difference.
Yes.
Huge difference.
Because
it allows for
it opens
many
up the,
more
it opens
diverse
up the room,
creatures.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a perfect way to say it, Jim. Exactly. It opens up the room. And this opens it up again because in Copenhagen, University of Copenhagen, they have been watching the way bacteria interact. And what they were watching was the strong bacteria, the powerful bacteria, and the weak bacteria in the same environment. The assumption was that the strong bacteria would outcompete and just take all the resources and the weak would die and fall away. That is not what happened. What happened was the strong bacteria made space for the weak bacteria and interacted with them in such a way that they were able to improve the general situation for all.
Mm-hmm.
This is survival of the cooperatives.
But they also didn't they also combine to fight what they felt was the enemy? What was it against?
Yes. Yes, that part of the deal was they built biofilm walls together.
The bacteria collaborated. Is that what you're saying?
That's exact. Good, another great word. Powerful kinds of things. And one more thing that is even more mind-blowing is that the bacteria would divide up tasks, and the strong bacteria would stop doing something, and they would pass that task on to the weaker bacteria so they could become more important.
That's almost sentient, isn't it?
It is a level of cooperation that we would call society.
Yeah, almost sentient.
So what
are the implications for this?
Well, the implications are we have to rethink everything.
Okay.
We always assumed that the bacteria in our body would be in competition. Well, you think of our biomes, you know, all these bacteria running around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the base assumption behind that is they're probably competing between one another. This now says, no, they're probably cooperating between one another and mutating and evolving in a way and for reasons that we would not have guessed before.
Which is changing the way we not only think of medicine, but how we think about applying medicine or to deal with any kind of an issue, right?
Absolutely. And so now there's a whole series of combinations that we would have thought would have been competitive that we need to look at to see what the cooperative side of it is.
This sounds like a Nobel Prize-winning discovery to me.
That's what I think, too. A really good point. Yeah. But your opening up the room metaphor is right on the money. It's a totally new way to look at what's going on.
Wow.
We had no idea.
And has this been peer-reviewed? Has this research been peer-reviewed, do you think?
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is, in fact, they're talking about other kinds of things they're going to explore now along with it.
Wow.
The vast majority of today's biotech is based on single organisms.
And see, this is the kind of one step in front of the other that could lead to possibly eventually not just a cure for breast cancer or prostate cancer, but a cure for all cancer.
Having the bacteria develop the cooperative solution to the problem.
Just kicking it in. Don't medicate somebody. Assist the bacteria into taking care of it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Joel Barker. I told you we get smarter when Joel joins us. We're going to talk about wooden cars. Not the Woody, not like the Woody you're thinking of. Wooden cars and sunflowers. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.